Kodesh Kodoshim, there's a curtain that separates it from the rest of the Beis Hamikdash, rest of the world. And as you go from the different levels of holiness, there's barriers, there's doors, there's gates. So this is how God interacts with the world, where you don't get everything. The only way that you can exist is if you have a mask, a parsa, okay, that's a curtain that is blocking part of the light and is only letting some of it in. If you have the window and all the light is getting through and you get the curtain will stop at least some of the light coming through, if not all of it. So therefore the light on the other side of the curtain has been changed through the curtain. Without the curtain, the light coming in can be too much. Therefore, the way again that God interacts with the world is through curtains and separation. So in this world, God is completely hidden. And therefore we can't see. We're behind a curtain that is to a point at which we can't actually see the light that's from the other side of the window. So when we look at this world, we don't see God. So the point of the Jew is to then reveal the godliness in this world. So the Jew has the Mila. What the Mila does is has that physicality, then you remove the physicality. It's a physical thing in this world, which the Jew has to do himself in order to make this world a place of which the oneness can enter into. And that it's not given to him, it's not in a sense of, we'll just be in the world of oneness because then you won't exist. That you have the oneness with the mask, with the curtain, and then on the other side of the curtain, you then allow the oneness in. The way you allow it in is by connecting to the oneness and bringing it to the other side, going into Kodesh, bringing the Kodesh into the Chol. And so the Mila removes the mask that's separating the Jew, and therefore the Jew is more shaykh to spirituality because the curtain that's separating him from the spirituality, from the godliness, from the oneness, is more opaque than the curtain for other people. And why specifically the Orla, if you cut the ear, does that make a difference in that respect? Because the point of which man is most like God is in his ability to create new people. And there, as God said, Nasa Adam, man, God creates man. But man can create man at that point. And at that point, it's also levels of pleasure because you become godlike at that moment. So over the year, the godliness is obstructed. That's the natural state of the world, is that the godliness is obstructed because it can't come. It can't come from a place of already mal, that God's already made the curtain less. Because the whole point of the world is to have that curtain in order to bring the oneness in. Because without that, you'll just be one. You won't exist. It'll all be God. So therefore, you remove the Orlin. And because of this, the Jew is Moshiach to the void. And the void is living a life of where you are in touch with godliness, but you're not doing anything. You're not incorporating that godliness into your life. So the Goy is happy enough to just live behind the curtain of where he sees nothing, he feels nothing. But the Jew, so he just gets on with his physicality and everything's good. He doesn't feel the lacking of anything. But the Jew who has the Mila, so now he's shayach to a different type of curtain. Therefore his interaction with godliness is on a different level. And therefore he'll feel the pain of not interacting with the godliness, and not bringing that godliness into his life. He'll feel that void between what I feel like I need to be doing and what I'm actually doing. So the physical world itself is bitter and needs tikkun and needs a man to go in and work it. It's bitter and concealed, and you have to come in and bring it out, because that is what life is. That godliness has to be concealed because it's coming through the curtain and it can't just come out in its entirety, otherwise man can't exist. So there's a pain involved in removing this blockage. So there's the pain in the Mila, in the Mila, and there's the pain every time when you're breaking down the barrier, because behind the barrier is comfortable, and coming something new that comes in isn't comfortable. But this is the ability, and to stay as a separate person, and yet bring the Kodesh into the whole, to bring the godliness into my life, and not be consumed by it.
and I just become one with God. So it starts off in this process of masks and curtains, which enables me to stand on the other side of the curtain, but yet still bring the light in from the other side.